Just to
we just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take him in the teeth, red heads!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Weird. Kill! Filthy bastard tummy! I hate him! I hate
okay,
him!
Well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right. Sorry, sorting myself together here. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's 3 p.m. This is a show called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto, and I'm joined by the band that you just heard to open up the show, Failing.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Hi. Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
No problem. Trying to get this going. Anyhow, trying to get some background music here. Not sure if I'm hearing it. We'll figure ourselves out here soon. Anyhow, how are you guys doing? You want to maybe introduce yourselves real quick?
Oh, yeah. I'm Lindsay. I play guitar in Failing.
I'm Sean. I play guitar, too. And Will plays drums. Will's not here.
Awesome. Well,
it's just the three of us.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to Will. So, dual guitars.
He has a job on
these days. Maybe he's listening right now.
Yeah.
Dual guitars, very, very good way to go. I think it's very, it's a unique, unique choice, but I think it works.
Yeah,
how do you guys?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It kind of just stemmed from I wanted to play baritone guitar in a band, so, and I had a bass amp that needed using, and so it's really fun this way because it's kind of, you kind of get the best of both worlds. You get to fake being a bass player. And then Lindsay kind of holds together the rest of the melodic side of things.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I don't know, is there anything special going on with you guys now as a band or anything else that maybe we can start with you guys and chat about a bit or anything?
We're working on new tunes. That record that you played that last song from, we released in the new year of 2014. So I think we're going to record, hopefully. We're just finishing up for a record to record maybe in the springtime.
Yeah,
like March.
Springish.
Yeah, we're
see
we're
how
just
it goes.
Trying to figure out a spot to track it at, and we're almost done the songs, which is fun. But we've just been kind of in hold up writing.
Yeah,
we haven't played a show since the summertime, which has been nice actually.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And Lindsay, you have previously been involved at the station here. Should maybe wanna.
I have
tell
been. I was just talking to you earlier about how I cannot even think about the dates of those, but I did work for Discorder for 2 years.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. How are you feeling about the new direction that the magazine has taken? The small
I love the size of it. Yeah, I think it had just gone down to the second small size when I was here, that was kind of, I remember that was like kind of a shock for some people. People were, you know, like advertisers and stuff were having a difficult time with it. So I'm glad that they were able to, you know, the art director at the time was able to do what they actually wanted to do. And I think the size is great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And so I brought, or you guys brought some songs to play for us. I'm hoping that I won't really have to do any song choices here, and hopefully I won't have to veto your guys' choices. But
do we... Halfway through, he's like, no, next,
can't do
next.
It. I'm sorry. It's unacceptable. All right. So do we have something to start with?
Yeah, I don't know. When we were thinking about what we should play, it wasn't really... So there was, like, no theme or anything. It was just, like...
Just grabbing a bunch of stuff at home that we were really into.
And then, like, the stuff that we listen to on the way over here. We're like, oh, yeah, we should
play
that.
Yeah, totally.
So that's really, it's probably actually totally all over the place.
Well, you know.
But is that a bad thing? I don't think
so. We may act like professionals here, but we're not. That's pretty much, that's more preparation a lot of times than what I'm doing. So
we'll try to have, I think we've got a little bit of an arc.
An arc.
Yeah, we're going to start sort of mellow and then
just ramp it up build a bit.
Yeah, we've got some friends' music. We've got some local stuff. Lots of it's Canadian. I've got some friends from overseas too, and just some records that we love.
Okay,
so
cool.
Hopefully it's a good mix. It's not too all over the place.
CITR, we're about blowing people's minds. So that's the main. That's the main.
That's actually the title of the playlist.
Okay, sweet. Perfect. All right.
I think we're gonna start with a moon face.
Yeah.
For no reason other than we just both really like
this record's awesome.
Song.
Yeah.
It's Spencer Krug, yes?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Very cool.
Of many fames.
Of course.
Yes.
All right. What album is this?
An older one. Not super old, but I don't know, when did this come out? Years ago, at least.
Yeah, it's 2011.
The organ music one. Okay. Organ music, not vibraphone, like I had hoped.
Yeah.
Wordy.
Can't get everything, but all right. Next album will be vibraphone.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So starting off with some Moonface here on CITR 101.9. This is The Burrow. Stay tuned.
Thank you. keep coming down to fucking hell. You should have been a writer. You should have played guitar. But those kids keep coming down to fucking hell. Oh, you should have been a writer. You should have played guitar. But your face looks like a statue in the dark. Like a candle that is held up to a mirror. Or the terrible glimpse of a shark within your idiot eye. Oh,
about us. Saying it now comes easily. After finding out how. Some place to throw all the shit. Human hearts and pain should never be separate. They wouldn't tear themselves apart, both trying to fit. So much alike, we must be brothers. See, I had a job to do, but people like you been doing it for me to one another.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova, every Tuesday until December 16th, with semifinals resuming in the new year.
CITR would like to congratulate Feng Shui for moving on to the Shindig semifinals. This Tuesday, December 16th, come to the Hindenburg for soulful hip-hop from Purple Heart Social Club, New Wave from Raised on DJs, and poppy garage punk from The Clothes.
Get on Santa's nice list this year with a trip down to the First United Community's free Christmas sing-along event on November 29th. From 3 to 4:30 p.m. at 320 East Hastings in the gym. It's a wondrous opportunity to get into the Christmas spirit and support a magnificent holiday cause. As well as bringing that beautiful singing voice, please consider donating coffee or Christmas cookies at the door or helping set up at 2 p.m. And hey, have a very Merry Christmas.
Alrighty. So we are back here, CITR 101.9 FM, The Burrow. My name is Andy. I'm joined by Sean and Lindsay of Failing.
Hi again.
I just when I turned those mics on, I just said, alrighty, if you guys noticed. I hate doing that. I'm just going to be honest. I it's just such an easy way to transition back to be on air. But it, like, whenever I hear myself do it, even other people sometimes, it just grates on my ears. Uh-huh. Yeah, do that, but it's just so easy. It's such a cop-out.
Alrighty.
I got to figure out new ways to jump back into this. All right.
You should take some calls for some suggestions.
Yeah,
exactly. Some new radio persona.
So what was that last set we heard? If you guys remember some of the songs we played.
I think we started with a Moonface track. This record that Lindsay actually introduced me to. Organ music. Not vibraphone like I'd hoped, I think it's called. Or some...
It is, yes.
Yeah, and that was the first track off of it. Turn to the Violence of the Ocean Floor. It's a great one. That whole record's just amazing.
Yeah, it stands up.
Yeah, and then there's only, like... They're all pretty long songs, but there's only maybe...
like eight songs.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Is that... where do you rank Moonface within that kind of trio of artists? So there's... Swan Lake, which is like Spencer Krug, Kerry Mercer, and Dan Bejar.
Yeah.
And then they have all their projects.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a ranking of all of those projects and where Moonface might fall?
That's tough because they've kind of, you know, like that album I would say is better than some Destroyer albums, but then some Destroyer albums are better. I don't know, like
there's
all...
There's so much output from those artists too, so you kind of have to just find the ones that you really... Like I'm hard pressed to like every Moonface record that I listen to because they're so varied.
Yeah, they are.
You kind of just have to like find your little gems and latch onto them. I find.
Yeah, and Kerry Mercer though, like Blackout Beach is a. I mean, he's done other stuff too, but Blackout Beach is super solid.
Yeah, I think we're actually gonna play a track, a Blackout Beach track, in a little bit.
Very cool.
Good segue.
We're not there yet though. So then we had Duffy and the Doubters and some Magnolia Electric Company. That was four choices, Sean.
Those are just... I'm a huge Jason Molina fan, and I'm a huge anything that Lady Hawk and Duffy and that whole crew touch. It seems like they do a good job of it, so I'm a big Lady Hawk fan as well. But that Duffy and the Doubters record is... It's great. It's just like short little pop gems. And that's a really nice one to bum everyone out on.
It's also a good name drop. Lady Hawk is here in town on Thursday.
That's a bill. Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Another segue.
Yeah.
We'll buy your tickets.
Cool. So what else do we have lined up for this next set? We have things prepared, I assume.
Yeah, we are going to play a little local... action, a song off of White Poppy's latest LP.
And then I think we're going to do a Blackout Beach song, and then maybe we'll play a old Kurt Vile song off that awesome Constant Hitmaker record.
Cool.
And we'll see where
we're at. A little more random...
Yeah, we're slowly...
Is the arc working
we're the
here?
Arc, we're like coming up. There were some drums in that last song. We're slowly... The BPMs are increasing.
All right, we'll get there. All right, so this is White Poppy here on CITR 101.9. You're listening to The Burrow.
Thank you. should be ashamed, Philistine. You 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 should be ashamed, Philistine. Doing what you will, doing what you want. Open the mouth of the harness fury and poke it where it taunts. Doing what you will, doing what you want. We gotta get our hands on that light, hands on that light. Oh. All he wants us to win, all he wants us to win. She tucks our image up, she really, really wants us to win.
Thank you. breath, but wild unknown. With gasoline up to my eyelids, but is it real? Is it real? Is it real? Little Mitchell's round my head singing and saying grace, and diesel fumes up in my personal space. Forklift mirage a foot in front of my mind. It's always me beyond the controls.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
We're back here on CITR 101.9 FM. The Borough, Sean and Lindsay from Failing, we are hanging in there. We've been had some slow burners.
Slow burners. Sure.
That's kind of...
It's been the way...
Monday afternoon.
Yeah. It's great.
It bummers.
Yeah.
Some bummers, yeah. Bummers in the Christmas, the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
So Kurt Vile was the last one we heard.
We were talking about that record. Actually, Mark, Pop Drones, I work close to the record store, Audio Pile, that he works at, and I was talking about other Kurt Vile records, like we were just saying earlier, and that record's just so great. Mm. It's so, like, eclectic and weird, and all these, like, different demos, and it's got this great vibe.
Before he made it big.
Yeah.
I want to say, he hasn't sold out yet, though. So that's...
He's still having fun.
He's still keeping it together. But maybe in 5 years, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear
that. Is that, like, Like, is selling out, like, having your songs in car commercials now? Or, like, what I don't even know.
Well, he has a...
Yeah, it's hard now.
He has a commercial, doesn't he? Doesn't he have his song in a car commercial?
Know. For
sure. There is, like, a controversy around that because... What is the guy's name? Patrick Stickles from Titus Andronicus was, like, called out Kurt Vile because he did a car commercial or something like that. He's like, that's not DIY punk, you know, which is, I don't know.
I remember that. And he was like, yeah, man, but I gotta...
Yeah,
I
have,
like, kids and a mortgage. That's, yeah.
And I'm a musician.
Yeah. Cut me some slack.
Anyhow, so, constant hitmaker, which is true. Yeah, at that time, totally. It wasn't true.
It's true. It's not better.
And before that was Blackout Beach with, I can say this because it is the album title, Fuck Death. And that came out a couple years ago, 11 or 12, I think.
Handful of years ago, yeah.
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 Handful or so. And it's called something like Mouth of the Hornet's Nest.
Yeah. From he's Fury of the right. Hornet's... Yeah.
Yeah. He's you always
know.
Got creative.
People know what that song's called.
Yeah. Well, you know. It's a little bit of a he's always got creative album titles and song titles.
Yeah, smart man.
He's awesome. He's so great. I love a lot of Frog Guys records, too.
He's an English teacher, isn't he? Isn't that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think, he's a learned man, though. You can tell from the records. He's for sure.
Wizened, learned man. All right, and White Poppy opened up that set. Very ambient set. And what do we have coming up?
I think we're going to play a women's song. That last track off of their last record, Public Strain. I just love.
Which also came out a handful of years ago.
It's not too current. It's a great, great record. And then I think we're going to... get local again and do a peace song. And then, I don't know how I found out about... There's this band PRX from Austin, and they've got a couple records. Oh, there's a band, local band in town. They opened for them. Hollow Moon opened for them.
Okay, cool.
A couple years back, and they're going to play a song off of their second record, Crawling Up the Stairs, and they're just like, one of my favorite bands. I love it. And it's weird. It's one of those bands that you almost shouldn't. Like, it's not, it doesn't fall under your regular, what you usually like, and they're so good. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see where we're at then.
All right. Yeah,
all these long burners cranking, are taking up all the time.
We'll crank in a few more. These last 10 minutes, we're just going to fly through it.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, we should be back once more before the hour's up to sign off. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9, joined by... 2/3 of failing, which is a pretty good percentage.
Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty good.
Hi, Will. We miss you.
white knights. We are not far enough north to have completely white knights here, but I don't know. Fingers crossed for Christmas, for the holidays, that we have some snow, and then it's very, that it doesn't get super gross outside. Anyhow, just about wrapping up here on the Burrow, CITR 101.9. Leo Ramirez show is on next in a couple minutes. I've been joined today, and thankfully did not have to do any programming of my own. I'm joined by Sean and Lindsay from Failing. Thank you guys for entertaining us for an hour.
Well, thanks a lot for having us, Eddie. Thanks for trusting us.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
We didn't just play two live crew the whole time.
that would have been a nice change of pace, though. And I can't trust myself with this. So, anyhow, it's very, very nice. We might fade out with one more track.
Yeah, there we go. Play a track from the P-Rex album, Calling at the Stairs.
All right, cool.
It's called Shadows and Lies. Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. And stay tuned for Leo Ramirez's show. You can find all of the previous programs, CITR.ca, on shows and podcasts. And I will see you next week, Monday, 3 p.m.
Shadows and lies all around me. What the hell is real anymore? Man, the door, I swear I see it, but all I can feel, fear ripping out my fingernails. Fear from every side. Days keep running, the night keeps coming.